This is the Emergency Medical Minute, sponsored by Mile High Ambulance.
All right, so today we were going to talk about penetrating injuries to the neck. Some of you may have been here the other day where we had a pretty significant penetrating injury to the neck. And it's important to understand the areas of the neck so you can understand what's going to end up happening to this patient. So there's three zones to the neck that this picture kind of elucidates here for you. So zone one is from your clavicle to the cricoid cartilage. Zone two is the middle zone here, which is the cricoid cartilage to the angle of the mandible. And then zone three is superior to the angle of the mandible. And so each one of those areas has lots of structures that are big, bad, and scary. The way you can think about this is also exposure, right? So zone two, if you look at this area, is, you know, pretty good size area. And that area is actually an area that is really good for exposure, right? So injury to that area, you'll be able to really visualize better and explore a little bit more. Whereas zone one and zone three, those are areas that are tight. And there's also a lot of big, bad, scary things there. So in zone one down here, big things that are there are your carotid, your subclavian, and you've got your vertebral arteries in that area, trachea, esophagus, the apices of the lungs. So there's a lot of high risk pieces of anatomy that are in that area. Zone two, you also have your carotids and your vertebral arteries. You have your platysmus, which is that muscle that overlies it, and a bunch of other venous blood vessels. And then zone three is, again, carotid and vertebral arteries. And this is your distal carotid artery there. So what I think the important thing to understand on this is kind of the algorithm on what you do with these patients. So there are some hard stop signs, which I printed out for you guys to look at, which are things that if you see these things, these patients just need to be taken emergently to the OR and managed. And so they are going to be like airway compromise, right? And so these are obviously you're going to need to intubate them, whether that be through the mouth or end up being a crike, active brisk bleeding, right? Pulsatile hematomas, hematemesis, if they have a neuro deficit, right? That's like a sign of a vertebral artery injury. And then massive subcutaneous emphysema or bubbling of air are all kind of bad signs, right? And so those are all things that should be like, well, this person just needs to go to the OR. They won't go to CT. They just go and get explored there. Then the softer signs are someone who's got hemoptysis, maybe some bleeding from their mouth, like, you know, oropharyngeal breathing as they're coughing stuff up, dysphagia, dysphonia, expanding hematomas. Those are all things that are soft signs as well, but they're also, you know, high risk features. And so the key on this is understanding the difference between those hard and the soft and what you do for management. So for the soft, it's you do your ABCs, right? Make sure that nothing big, bad, and scary needs to be done in the immediate term. You know, get your type and screen, give whatever interventions that you need to do, or do whatever airway interventions. And then these patients will most of the time go for CTAs of their head and neck area. And then depending on what's seen there, to the OR or not. For patients who are you concerned for, you know, they have dysphonia or dysphagia and you don't see anything on CTA, they're still going to need end up getting swallow studies to make sure there's nothing that was missed, right? Or gastrographin studies to see if there's a small injury that was missed. So I think the big thing to know on penetrating neck traumas is that they're very high risk, right? But understanding the three different zones, and that middle zone being quote unquote the safer zone, unless the platysmus is penetrated, is less risk compared to zone one and zone three, which all, you know, immediately will, you know, likely require some type of either OR or CTA to assess. That's all I got.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Health One Continental Division, and Swedish Medical Center for their financial contributions to the EMM. Donations from them and listeners like you make it possible for us to fulfill our mission of producing and spreading free medical education to the masses. If you enjoy our show, please consider making a one-time or recurring donation to help cover our operational costs and keep the EMM awesome. Click on the link in our show notes to make a donation. Thank you for listening.